Ask Pat.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 1062 of Ask Pat 2.0. This is a podcast where you get to listen in on a real-life coaching call between myself and an entrepreneur just like you. And today we're speaking with Connie Neal, who has been an educator and has helped actually many people, professors even, create online courses. And now she is looking to remove herself from that a little bit, not completely, but she wants to now focus on her big dream. And she has a big box to go with it to help the world in an incredible way. It's got me inspired, and it's literally a box. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. You'll hear more about what that is. But before that, and by the way, I have to do a little dissecting here to figure out exactly what needs to happen. And then you'll see some role playing as well. Me getting pitched by Connie and giving her a score on how she did, and we improve upon that. So you're going to hear a lot of great things. This was one of my most favorite episodes in a long time to create, and one of the best and most fun coaching calls I've had in a very long time. They've all been great, and hopefully you've enjoyed the previous episodes so far this year. We're into April now. How amazing is that? Just thank you for your continued support. Make sure you subscribe if you haven't already. And really quick, just a big shout out to our sponsor for the show, FreshBooks.com. An amazing cloud accounting software to make your life easier. Remove the headaches in your life related to keeping track of all the finances. Do you know what else April is? It is tax season. And if you were involved with FreshBooks, your life would be a lot easier at this point. And guess what? It's not too late. All you have to do is go to FreshBooks.com/AskPat and just make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Like, if you've heard this ad before, the sponsorship before in episodes, and you haven't taken action yet, and you've probably been like, you know, I need to do that. Like, now would be the time to do it. Again, 30-day free trial. You'll see how easy it is to use, how beautiful it is, especially for the user interface, and how easy it is to create invoices in less than 30 seconds. So if you wanted to bill somebody, a student or a client, it's so easy. It's so easy. FreshBooks.com/AskPat. That's where you need to go. All right, now let's enjoy the conversation. Connie Neal, here she is. Connie, thank you so much for being here on Ask Pat 2.0. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. I so appreciate meeting you and the opportunity, and I feel like I already know you, so thank you.
This is so great. I'm so excited for our conversation. So why don't you tell us a little bit about who you are, Connie, and what you do?
So I'm at a different stage of life than a lot of Tribe Flynn that I hear and listen to, okay, in the sense that I've had 3 successful careers. Wow. I'm in number 3 right now. I was a youth worker for 12 years, and I love that. And then I fulfilled my childhood dream of becoming an author, and I made my living full-time as an author and a public speaker for 20 years. And to make a living as an author and a public speaker, I also had to ghostwrite and do developmental editing mm-hmm. for the publishers would hire me to come in and help authors who got stuck. And so for 20 years, I lived that dream until in the Christian market, I defended Harry Potter back in 2001 when they were burning the books. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of saw that it was time for me to make a career change.
Yeah.
So in 2009, I realized that publishing was changing. And so I went back to school and I got my master's degree in education, specializing in instructional design for online learning. And so now, I mean, my books are still out there. They're still on Amazon. I still have, you know, I still love that I'm still touching lives through all the books that I've done. But now what I do is I work for a top research university and I create online courses. I help the subject matter experts and the instructors take their body of knowledge, and I use instructional design principles and I turn it into a really good online course that people would see on Coursera, or a higher ed outlet like that. So that's what I do in my day job. And yet in my heart of hearts there, I just turned 60. And that was like a huge, wonderful milestone for me because I knew that Laura Ingalls Wilder, who wrote the Little House on the Prairie books, mm-hmm. have you read those to your kids yet?
Not yet.
Soon you will.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. But she, you know, she changed the world with her books, and she didn't decide to write a book until she was 60.
Wow.
And so I decided that 60 was going to be the year I decided what I was going to get done before I die. And so that's what I did. And I have now created an online course that is ready to launch, and I'm proud of it. I also, I read Will It Fly? And so I think it will. We'll see. And I also created an online course that I don't think is good enough on how to write a real book. It could be developed into a real course without too much work. And then I also have in mind that I really do have transferable processes where I can show people how to start with an idea and apply instructional design principles to actually step-by-step go from your idea of what you want to teach someone so that they'd actually be able to do it when you're done. So I know that I could do that as a product line too. Mm-hmm. But that's not what I really want to do.
I was going to ask you, like, you just led this beautiful story into now I'm 60, I get to do what I want to do. And it's like, and then you say, I have an online course that's maybe not quite there yet. I'm like, wait, no, I'm sure you do, that's not your goal, is to have an online course. Tell me where you want to go.
Okay. My goal, you described, you gave a picture to it for me. Okay. When I look back over my whole life's work and what's the best of anything I've done, what I picture is what you described in your fantasy coffee shop eavesdropping session, mm-hmm. where your two kids are grown and they're sitting in a Starbucks and they're talking about their lives and how much they've accomplished and what you did to launch them into the world, and their lives are everything you hoped it would be. So that's at the heart. The online course is just a delivery method.
Right.
Okay. I created a system when my oldest daughter, who's about your age, when she was 7, I created the Dreambox Adventure. And it's a goal setting and achievement system that I used with all 3 of my kids. It had amazing results. It was transformative in so many ways. And when I look back over everything I've ever done and every professional challenge or success I've had, I think before I die, I want to share with others who are willing to engage with their kids. I want to share with them how to 25 years from now have that happy moment you described. Mm. And I actually did it. My kids, I overheard them when they didn't know I was listening. And I had it.
Incredible.
And it was because of, they were talking about the Dreambox.
So what's stopping you from getting the Dreambox into other people's hands right now?
Okay. You know how you say people call you for permission?
Yeah.
I think this might be
okay,
one of those moments.
Here, I'll just give you the answer. You have my permission.
Okay, but I don't want to, but it might be permission to go down the wrong path.
Well, here's one thing. I would love to, when this is developed, if it's not yet, buy or purchase or receive this system for my kids. So you already have one person.
Pat, you and April are my ideal people who I would want to do that.
Tell me why.
Because number one, you actually are engaged with your kids. You are listening to them. You're letting them fail. You're listening to their hearts. You're responding and directing, and you're providing them. You're already doing a lot of what the Dreambox systematizes. Okay. The other thing is, just to be quite frank, and I'm sure you know this, you have the influence to reach other people like yourselves, who you and I both hear, I'm frustrated, I'm working, I want to have this side job so I can stay home with my kids. So you have the influence to help me reach the people who have the kids who want to make this difference in their lives, but they're so busy, they may be dropping the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have that. You have the tribe. The other thing you have is that you and April have the values that you actually love and care for your people that you reach. And you wouldn't, if you gave advice, people would trust it. because they would know that it was really true. And right. So that's what I want.
Thank you. Thank you. So that tells me a little bit about the kinds of people that you would like to reach, because they would be able to help spread the message, like actually utilize it and then share it. So I'm already thinking from a more tactical level of specific influencers who may have also a presence related to family. And there's a lot bigger influencers out there than me who would benefit from such a thing, because A, they're family centric, and B, there's just more people who follow and listen on a much grander scale than with me. So there's huge opportunities there, Connie, to kind of like plant these seeds, if you will, that can grow.
Okay. Well, that's the thing. You're getting right to the heart of it, is that I'm thinking at my stage of life with my commitments of time and that whole mix, I'm thinking that the best way to go is to focus my energies into preparing what joint venture partners would need to have everything packaged up for them and ready. So that if I said, there was a young man who, I'm not going to say his name because I don't want to, you know, use his name, but he is tremendously influential. And 5 years ago, he and I were together in a book online club that he started. And he came to me 5 years ago and said, let's do a joint venture. And so I'm thinking, what kind of proposal? And he said to me recently, I said, hey, is that still open? Is that invitation still open? He said, well, as you know, things have changed quite a bit.
Right.
But he said, yeah, if you send me a proposal. So what is it I need to put in that proposal? And what is it I need to have ready? I'm thinking testimonials, a good webinar. I don't know. Non-disclosure. I don't know.
Yeah.
What? But is it okay to go toward joint venture instead of just the smart from scratch?
Yeah, route? It is. I mean, that's a huge advantage to go the relationship route with influencers versus going the other route, which would be very more guerrilla marketing, single person, you know, who doesn't have influence, which is not a bad thing either. It's just a different way to go and approach it. And I think with you and these larger goals, this would be the quickest way to reach more people. And so, first of all, I would change a little bit of the language from JV. It sounds very tactical. It sounds very, I don't know, just kind of dry, right?
Right. And, good. I don't like that. So tell me a better way to describe it.
Yeah. You know, like a friendfluencer. I don't know. I'm just making this up. But you know, like a person that you actually get to know in real life, just like you and I have had conversations in the past and via email and such. And, you know, like you've gotten to know me and whatnot. And that helps, right? If you went to a person who did not know you or you did not know them and you just said, hey, nice to meet you. My name's Connie. I don't know much about you, but I know you have a lot of influence. Check out this thing. That's not going to work so well, right? And that's actually where a lot of JVs happen. It's just there is a business opportunity. And that should be the business part should be the byproduct of the relationship and the care for the final outcomes of whatever it is this deal creates. Does that make sense?
Yes. And I love that, because as I was trying to talk about it, I have an adult son who has a disability. And so he had to move back home. And so I bounced things off him. And he's like, Mom, you basically what you said. He's like, nah, that sounds very dry and very mercenary.
Right.
That's not you.
So maybe the best way to approach this to understand like the language to use and what might need to happen would be to go like, let's pretend I am me. Let's just say, sorry, I'm
that's
just making,
right?
Yeah, right. So how would you ask me to work with you on this?
Well,
you would never go, Pat, let's JV together.
No.
Right. What would you say?
I think what I would say is if I can test, I've gone through like the story brand framework thinking.
Love it. That's a perfect resource. Okay. Yes.
Can I bounce this off of you? Okay.
I'm going to play my role and you play yours. Yes.
Yes. So if you're an engaged parent or a caring adult, you want your kids to thrive in the future and be protected from the dangers and distractions of today's world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, the Dreambox Adventure covers both of those. It's a kid-friendly goal setting and achievement system that integrates with busy lives And by using it, you're going to guide your child to transform into an amazing achiever. And they're going to grow closer to you in the process, build good character, and also 21st century skills. So it's, I hear you, Pat, really wanting to change the world for good. You're wanting to have an impact. Once you get so much money, then you get to a different level of, but what good am I doing in the world? And what this will do is truly let parents, no matter how poor you are or how rich you are, what you really want to know when you close your eyes for the last time is, did I launch my children to be able to make their own dreams come true? And that's what I want to do through this product. The other thing is, what distinguishes it is that I appreciate the courage to just jump out there and try to put together an online course and record yourself and put it out there. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that. But the way I've designed this course, which you'll see, and I'd like to have your feedback on it, it's quite different from a lot of what you see out there. And so it is designed based on the research of how people most easily learn and remember. So in presenting it, you'll be able to be proud of it. It's going to be up to the quality of what you do. And so it would let you reach your, it, also for you, Pat, you want to change education around the world, right? I mean, you went to Ghana and built mm-hmm. the school and stuff. Mm-hmm. One of my little kids, when she was 14, her dream was to go to Africa and to help people. And on her own, she raised the money and she went to Africa 3 times when she was 14, 17, and 19. So I want to bring in people who want to make that happen and who can help me deliver this. And of course, I don't know exactly pricing and all of that, but
no, we don't even need to get there yet.
How did I do, Pat, in presenting that to you? Is that
I would give it a 5 out of 10 right now.
Okay.
Which is not terrible.
That's
but
fine.
There's a lot of room for growth.
I wrote it this morning. And
see, now it's a 6 out of 10 because you're adding humor into it as well, which is great. No, this is perfect. So I was listening for when am I triggered during this pitch? And 2 things triggered me. Number one, when you said, you, Pat, you want to change education. That was the first time, which was after like a minute and a half, to be honest, that I was like, oh, this is like related to like exactly what I do. Yes, you mentioned earlier, I want the best for my kids, but I think we all know that already, right? But you said
doing that.
You personalized it. Number one, you personalized it for me. And the great thing about going the friendfluencer route is the fact that you can speak to less people in a much greater way versus speaking to thousands of people in a sort of surface level way. So when you go out and you start to understand who those influencers might be, you can get to learn about them a little bit more. You might even be able to get to meet them online or offline and be able to better understand like what is important to them. And when you brought out the fact that education is important to me, now I'm listening because that is a huge goal of mine. And you're telling me how this can help it. Like, I will do anything to make this work on my end.
Pat, when I read Will It Fly and I read your heart for education, and I love that you're trying to change the educational system, but I work in the educational system and I know how long and slow and bureaucratic that can be.
Yeah.
This system, you can go directly to the people who are ready to do it and it will change the trajectory of their children's lives immediately.
That's like a 9 out of 10, what you just
said.
Well,
think about foster kids. My goodness, if we could find foster parents who would actually do this, we could change the world.
See what you did there? You went real, you went personal, but it was still talking about the same thing, right? It wasn't a boilerplate. Not that boilerplates are bad, but it went personal. So that was part one. And the second part was when you started telling the story about Ghana and raising money, and like that's the second part of it, telling stories. And this is sales. I don't want to say 101 because it took me so long to learn this, but storytelling is key. And the first half of your pitch was, let's do this. This is what this product does. I'm already phasing out. But you started telling stories, and then I start to realize and connect why this is important, right?
Okay, I'm laughing, Pat, because last night when I talked to my son, he's like, Mom, would you stop with all your outlines and your points and just tell the story of how this started and what happened with Casey and what? I'm like, okay, so yes. Note to self.
Partner with son.
Listen to Taylor and ask Pat.
So big lessons, but hopefully that sinks in terms of like how you might be able to reach out to other people, right? And the kinds of approach that you might want to take. Because if you just send a sort of cookie cutter, sort of, this is what it does, this is what it can do, then it becomes like everybody else who's also just bombarding that influencer with, this is what we have and this is what we can do, right?
Right. I have been following your advice a lot. I've been not following it a lot too, but some of it, but one of the things you said way back when I listened to you is you said, do something like you, I was trying to reach out to you and get past all the other people who are bombarding you. Did you ever get the little gift I sent you of the lock with the two keys?
I did. And I shared that with my whole family.
Oh, good. And did you get the little message in a bottle?
I did. It's in my office.
That is so, because that was like, I'm like, that's kind of what, and it was genuine. It was truly from my heart, but I thought that's just, okay. So that's good.
Yeah. But like that got my attention 100%.
Okay.
A million percent. So things like that. And then my only question is, okay, like, yes, these are my goals and this sounds great. What is it exactly?
Okay. It is.
In the least amount of words.
Least amount of words. Okay. I'm describing it through a story, which will make it go faster.
Okay.
When my daughter was 7, I was working as an author and I had to get 7 devotionals a day done. I gave myself Hershey's Kisses. Okay. As a reward. She came in, wanted my reward. I told her, no, get your hands off my Hershey's Kisses. And she said, okay, can you teach me to set goals so I can get Hershey's Kisses every day? So I created a box. It is actually, it's a system based on Zig Ziglar's performing and achieving goal setting system.
Great. I love that.
I created a box and you personalize your kid's own box. Then the kids make a dream card. They draw a picture of anything they're dreaming. And then you interview them and you have to listen and they have to tell you what are they dreaming and why are they dreaming it. You write that down on one side with their picture. You flip the card over and then you have in red, you have stop. In green, you have go. And you help them think out what's stopping you. What do you have to go to do? And then every stop they overcome, they get a star. Every go, they get a star. And they collect all their dreams. They can dream anything. Doesn't have to be possible. And then from those dream cards in the middle of the box, there's a little box and only 3 goals at a time can go in that little box. And so you have a series of questions you ask them to test their dream to see if it can become a goal. And if it can, you take that dream card, you put it in the little box. Mm-hmm. And then as they get time, you help them continually work toward overcoming their stops, doing their goes. When they're done, if they reach their dream, you take a photograph of them reaching the dream. You have a memory book on one side. You have, here's the dream card. Here's the photograph of them achieving that dream. You celebrate and you do it all over again and you play with it and you do it whenever you have time. But you can always track where that individual kid is.
I love that. That's really great. We have things in our home that we interact with our kids with so that they are better prepared for the world. Like we have a complaint jar. If they complain, they have to put a quarter in it from their money jar. But then if they try to solve a problem first before complaining, we go the opposite way. Anyway, things like that work really well. So I would give that an 8 out of 10
of
how you explain that to me. And because I was imagining, and just again, just more general sales advice, when you are speaking to me, say, you
like, okay,
this is what you would do with your kids. And if you know my kids' names, then you could say the same thing. So imagine is a very powerful word as well, right? In selling. Because now I can, like, if I were to tell everybody who's listening, imagine a elephant with roller skates,
Right.
Like you are now doing that. Like there's, it's such a powerful word. You can't not imagine an elephant with roller skates, you know, in the rain, see him adding to it. Anyway, so imagine your kid writing down their dream on this card, and on the back, there are these stops and goes that they were, and you'd say it better. Right. And then like, just now I can visualize it even without seeing it. Obviously seeing it could help. But what you shared with me was, remember in Will It Fly, there was the exercise of the one page, one paragraph, one sentence. Mm-hmm. You're on the one page right now.
Yeah, I need to get down to the one sentence.
It was very good, though. Like, that's what I mean. It was very good. I understand it now. I completely understand it. I think it's super smart. I love, absolutely love the idea of, let's have the kid or the child understand what is stopping them from that goal, and let's work on that together. I think that's so key. I think that's very, very good. And the way to do this would be to create this box and gain a person's interest, like how I have interest in it now, and send me one so I can use it. And then these influencers, when we have something that helps us and is great, what do we do with it? We share it, you know? And that's how you can start to kind of create this thing. And so we haven't talked pricing. We haven't talked deals. Like, you've just been so great at like sharing me what this is about and allowing me to try it. And now I would likely go back and go, Connie, this is amazing. I've tried it with my kids for a month and we're already seeing progress. I want to share this with my audience. I want to send them somewhere. Maybe we could do a deal or something. Now we're getting into those questions that have to be then answered. So you're not even there yet, but that will be something to look forward to, at which point you could go and, for example, if we were to do something, perhaps it's just a website where I get an affiliate commission. So, hey, I give 10% of all sales to anybody who promotes this. But for you, Pat, since you're awesome, I'm going to give you 20. And typically, it's pretty smart to have like a two-tier system, the lower tier for just like general public who wants to maybe share it. But then a higher tier that would make influencers go, you know, I actually am feeling special in this. And, you know, if it was $100 for the box, I would get 20 and you would get 80. And now I know a person's also helping their kids achieve their goals. And it could just be as simple as that. And then on a case-by-case basis, you had mentioned webinars earlier, I might go, Connie, is there anything else we can do? Like, this is like, my audience is loving this and I think we could push it even more. You could have prepared, okay, well, let's do a webinar together and let's set a date. And all you have to do is show up on my Facebook Live if you wanted to make it even easier. Or, I mean, I could show up on your Facebook Live. Like, let's say they're a Facebook influencer and that's something they know really well. I'd be happy to come on your, so I'm you, I'd be happy to come on your Facebook Live on that day and share it, and you can just share your link and, you know, we can answer people's questions about it so that if they have any objections, like, we can let them know. And it could just be simple. A big question to ask yourself, Connie, when doing anything is this. I learned from Tim Ferriss. If this were easy, what would it look like?
Okay.
So let's remove all the complications and let's just make this as simple as possible. And you can always add more things to complicate it later.
Oh, can I?
I'm not saying you always add things, but I'm just saying, like, we can add things to enhance what we've started. Let's just get the foundational items first.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
What is Keone and Kailani's favorite colors?
Blue.
Okay. Both
pink.
Of them?
Blue and pink.
Blue and pink. And do they have a favorite character that if they were getting their own box, you need to have the box really personal? Like, are they into, is it My Little Ponies or is it?
I like where you're going with this, Connie. See what I said, personalize it. And already you're going that direction. Anyway, yes, Kai absolutely loves Pluto. Of all Disney characters, Pluto is her favorite, which is so cool.
Okay. Can I tell you one little thing for her? This will encourage her.
Sure.
Okay. My oldest daughter, her dream when she was 9 was to be an artist. She actually, as an adult, got to be an artist for Disney feature animation. And now her day job is painting Disney princesses and Disney books.
No way.
Yes.
Are you crazy? That's so amazing. No. That is so cool.
And we like Pluto also.
Pluto is great. I love it because she loves the princesses too, but she just has latched onto that character who's.
So she likes pink and Pluto, and Keone likes blue and what character?
He likes blue. He's into Fortnite a little bit.
Fortnite.
Yeah.
But that'll change, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's new skins that come out all the time. I mean, his favorite character, He likes Pokemon. Also.
Okay. Does he have a favorite
Zelda?
Pokemon?
Zelda is great too.
Does he have a favorite Pokemon card or character?
He likes Mewtwo, who's like the rare.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Great. Okay, I got what I need. Thank you.
Cool, funny. I see what you're doing there. But
well, I just if I'm gonna do, my husband said if you're gonna ask Pat, you have to do what he says. My husband's named Pat too.
Oh, so, cool.
And so I want to be able to keep my word to him that I will do what you said.
So when we send you an Ask Pat t-shirt, it'll actually serve double purpose for you.
I will. I'll just point at it.
Don't talk to me. Ask Pat.
Exactly.
This is amazing. Connie, do you have a little bit of direction from our conversation today and like where to go?
I have perfect direction and more than I hope for.
Awesome. Well, can we connect again in a few months or several months to sort of check up on you and see what progress you've made?
Absolutely.
Cool.
Thank you. I am so excited.
Connie, where can people go to learn more about this box and
yes,
all the other stuff that you have going on?
It's AchieversStudio.com. So AchieversStudio.com. AchieversStudio.com.
Got it.
And if they want to email me, it's dreamboxadventure@gmail.com.
Thank you, Connie. Best of luck.
Thank you, Pat.
Wasn't that fun? Connie, you're amazing. Thank you so much. And I cannot wait to follow up with you to see how things go in the future. We are, what, in April, I said. We still have a couple months till we get some of our recurring people back. People who have started off the year back in January and February. We're going to bring them back mid-year and see how they're doing, see if they've taken action. And the last time we did that, everybody loved it. And so make sure you hit subscribe if you haven't already so you can catch those. Those are going to come up in a few months. But I know that there's still some amazing entrepreneurs that we have interviewed and coached that are coming up in the next episode. So you got to hit subscribe if you haven't already. And also, thank you for all the reviews. By the way, if you're curious about how you can potentially get featured here on the show and coach, just like Connie did today, just go to askpat.com. That'll redirect you to my page where you'll see right there in the middle of the page an application. Fill that out. It takes a little bit of time. That ultimately weeds most people out who aren't just going to, you know, who aren't serious about this. And then I go and I select people randomly throughout the year and I might reach out to you. Can't guarantee it, but hey, it won't happen unless you do it. So go to askpat.com for that. You'll see some of the other previous episodes featured there as well. And thank you. Thank you so much for your support. And I love you guys. And I'm just so excited for everything right now. And we got a lot more to go. FlynnCon's coming up. And looking forward to seeing many of you there. Cheers. Thanks so much. Team Flynn for the win.